This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Owners of bigger complexes in Colorado can no longer turn down tenants who use government help to pay rent. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Until now, landlords could refuse people who use Section 8 or other types of housing vouchers. Some landlords complain the public programs are difficult for them to navigate. But a new state law now makes it a crime to discriminate against a would-be tenant based on the source of their rental income. It's modeled after a Denver policy that started in 2018. The new law does not pertain to smaller landlords who own buildings with three or fewer units or up to five single-family homes. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
One Colorado senator voted today to override the president's veto of a must-pass defense policy bill. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
The Senate started the new year issuing a strong bipartisan rebuke to Trump. Senator Michael Bennett joined 80 of his colleagues to override Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. Outgoing Senator Cory Gardner did not vote. His term ends Sunday morning. The vote is not surprising. Both Bennett and Gardner voted for the defense bill last month. The bill supports a number of provisions, including a pay raise for military service members and military construction projects in Colorado. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Currently 32 in Denver, it's 30 in Colorado Springs, 21 for Vail, 19 in Grand Junction, and it's 33 degrees in Pueblo. You're listening to CPR News.